What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. My name is Deanna Kent, and I am here with the young mogul himself, Xavier Miller.
What's up, man? I like that introduction. I'm gonna need to do that every episode.
I got you. So we are back with another episode. I know it's been a while, and we do apologize for the wait, but we are back with some very interesting topics, and we are ready to give you guys a good podcast. So, Xavier Miller, you know, how was your week so far? What's going on with you? What's on your mind?
Ain't nothing on my mind. I had an interesting and eventful week. It was a good week.
Tell me about it.
I ain't got much to say, man.
It was just a good week, man.
You know, same, not same old, but you know, getting work done, doing new things. I don't want to talk about everything. I don't like talking about stuff until it's done.
I ain't gonna go into everything,
but it was a good week to say the least, man.
I like that.
What about you?
Same here. You know, had a very wonderful Valentine's Day. A lot of love going around. I hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day as well. Got the gifts you wanted, all that good stuff. If you didn't, you know, try again next year. but it's all cool. So let's go ahead and kick it off, Xavier.
Okay. So you passing me the rock? I wasn't expecting that, but so we got a couple topics we want to discuss. And as you guys all know, this is not a gossip. This is not a gossipy blog that we just talk about media things and stuff like that. But today we got two things that's been going on a lot this week in the media that's been kind of, I guess they've been gossipy. But at the end of the day, from my viewpoint, I view it as something that goes back to our topics of mindset and millionaire mindset and like growth and stuff. So to get right into the topic, the first one is this week on Steve Harvey's show he had Monique as a guest, and he was talking about, with the Monique boycott from Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, with Netflix and all that.
She
wanted more pay.
So, Steve Hart.
She had a different view of what she felt her worth was compared to what they were giving her.
Yeah. So, she was on Steve Harvey's show this week. And, they was having, like, a light little argument. And, he was telling her, like, this is, like, the money game. You can't be, like, coming out here with, like, with that, with all that black stuff. But I'm gonna just play it real quick, so for those who haven't heard it, so they can hear it. I don't want to hear exactly what they were saying, so let me play it real quick.
Two wars here. Listen to me. We fighting two wars here.
What war?
There's two wars. It's what your issue is, and it's what the perception of the issue is, and the narrative has changed.
See, I'm hearing what you're saying, baby, and I agree with it when the narrative changes. But if all of y'all said, this is the only issue I have with it, baby, when all of y'all said privately, to include Oprah, all of y'all said privately, I've done nothing wrong.
When you tell the truth, you have to deal with the repercussions of the truth. We black out here. We can't come out here and do it any kind of way we want to.
Listen to me.
Your husband can't be the Sidney that he really is out here.
Let me tell you something.
That flexing, we got to flex a different way. We out here in a game. This the money game. This ain't the black man's game. This ain't the white man's game.
This is the money game.
We in the money game. And you cannot sacrifice yourself. The best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. You cannot help them.
We're in the money game. But let me tell you what the game is before the money game. Before the money game, it's called the integrity game. And we've lost the integrity worrying about the money.
But Mo,
wait a minute.
If my children crumble, my grandchildren crumble, I cannot, for the sake of my integrity, stand up here and let everybody that's counting on me crumble so I can make a statement. There are ways to win the war in a different way.
All right, so that's pretty much it. So, that segment caused a whole bunch of controversy and a whole bunch of different opinions and things like that. So I wanted to discuss that. But so let me ask you, what did you think about it?
So in this situation, I see what Monique is saying. I agree. You know, I wouldn't want to sacrifice my integrity, my morals, and principles in certain situations. But on the other hand, I definitely agree with Steve Harvey is saying.
How I viewed that conversation, and like I said, this is not no gossip podcast or nothing, but how I see it is, this goes back to ownership and having your own and having your money right and et cetera. So I could understand what Steve was trying to say, but I definitely understand. I'm more on Monique's side than Steve's, because she's saying, like, before I just do stuff for money, it's, I'm going to keep my integrity. I'm just not going to, you can't pay me to do something that's not being true to myself. And some people would just do anything just to get ahead. They'll lose their integrity. They'll do some immoral shit just so they can get ahead. Especially in today's time where there's no really rules and anything. And Monique, her whole standpoint was solid to me. But at the end of the day, my thing is, like when I say, if you got your own, you ain't got to play no game because you control the board. See, Steve talking about this the money game, so we got to play this way. We black, so we can't do these certain things. But the thing is, once you, like, if Steve Harvey owned his network yet, he ain't got to play no fucking game. He ain't got to be fucking tap dancing or straddling or walking on eggshells, because he owned his environment. He owned what's going around him. So there's no game that has to be played. So the most important thing I took from that conversation is if you own your own shit, those little games don't apply to you because it's yours or it's your people's. So you ain't got to be worried about making other people feel comfortable. But at the same time, I get what Steve was trying to say, saying, like, he got people depending on him and he can't, like, pretty much lose everything just because he's trying to prove a point. It's a way to win the war within the war, which I get what he was saying, but the way it came off, especially when he said, I can't let these people down for the sake of my integrity. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily rock with that. I don't rock with that.
I see what he's saying. I think he's talking more so from, you know, Steve Harvey come from a different era than us. Things was different back then. So I think he's just talking from a different era with all of that, where it wasn't, I won't say it's easier these days to get ahead, but it was definitely more obstacles back then for them. So I think he's speaking from that perception. But like how you said, I would be more on Monique's side with this, because, you know, you don't ever sacrifice your integrity, your morals, your principles. Like, that needs to, you need to stay true to your core no matter what. And dealing with business, you're going to be faced with a lot of different obstacles where you're going to have to make some pretty tough decisions. And people are going to want you to do things to benefit their agenda. So at the end of the day, like, stay true to yourself, because nobody has your best interest at heart the way you do.
Right. But you said you agree with Steve Harvey.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Why would you bring that? I took a very important point from what he's saying. He pretty much was telling, like, you need to be strategic about the moves you're doing, especially when you are pretty much, like, navigating through somebody else's business. Like, you know, Monique, like, you are a business yourself, but you seeking money from other people. So, yeah, like, what he's saying is that you need to be strategic about what you're doing. Especially, you know, I mean, we live in a society where it's not always easy for black people to get ahead. So, I feel like that's what he was just trying to tell her. It may not came out in the best way or how he wanted it to.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was just trying to tell her, like, you know, being a black person in a predominantly white business, dealing with these huge white business owners, you need to move differently. You need to move more strategically when you're trying to get what you really want. But how she said, don't sacrifice your integrity for it.
Exactly. So I get what he's trying to say. But at the end of the day, it's all about how it's all about being able to sleep at night, to me. Mm-hmm. If I can have $200 million, but and my conscience is killing me every time I'm in the bed because I know I didn't do some fuck shit. It's not even, that $200 million ain't even worth it because I won't even be able to sleep at night.
True. I feel the same way. I wouldn't be able to either. But, I mean, everybody, you know, they live by a different code of ethics.
Yeah. But that's not, but the most important, like I keep saying, the most important thing is ownership. That's what, and that's why I always tell people ownership is better than money. And usually when I say that, when if somebody hear it for the first time, they always look like, not sideways, but they look like, as in like, tell me more, like, what do you mean by that? And like, when I say ownership is better than money, because let's say, for example, if it, like, money is dictated on, is the value is dictated on like, super, not so, not say superficial, but the value is just dictated on, it's out of your control. It's like, it could always change. And all, you know what I'm saying? But if something actually belongs to you, is yours, you can always, like if you own a house or whatever, and this is your house, and let's say the market crash or anything, that dollar, that money you got, it ain't worth shit no more. But if you got this house, you can always go back to your house because this house is yours. You always got someplace to stay. And let's say all the houses, let's say everybody in the world got their own house and say it's like no more houses left available, but it's somebody that he just got cash. He's like, oh, I'm good with bread. I'll be fine. And then something happened where the dollar ain't worth nothing. It's like, you can't even buy no house from nobody because that money you got ain't worth nothing. So everybody looking at you like, I don't need that shit. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always say ownership is better than money. Even if, because ownership is control. Whatever you own, You got to control, you the controlling factor over that. Like I said, if you own a house, you could be the judge of who come in your house, who got to get the fuck out your house. If you own a network, a TV network, you could be the judge of who can come on my network and talk, who can't. If you own the goddamn league, you know, it's control. So, but if you just getting paid, like you could be an employee making making $100 million or own your own everything and making $20 million a year. Which one would you take? I would take the $20 million being an owner. That's why I always say ownership is better than money. Mm-hmm. And that, there you go.
I don't knock anyone having a job or anything like that. But, you know, just to circle back to the main point we're making, how important ownership is, like, you get a lot of these people bragging about getting these high-paying exec jobs with these major companies and all that, and they take a lot of pride in that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, you're not the owner, and the owner still has the power to fire you, remove you from that position, mess up your whole stream of income, disrupt your whole lifestyle. So that's why it's better to be dependent on yourself than dependent on somebody else to give you that stability, and that's why ownership is the major key.
That's why, and this is a side note, and I didn't even, this just crossed my mind, that's why I always tell people that's in, people that get involved in MLMs, shit like Herbalife, World Ventures, Amway, whatever it is, like I ain't knocking people that do it, but understand it's a side hustle. And treat it as a side hustle. I don't like when I see people that's getting into that and they be like, oh, I'm a business owner, I do this, I do that. When the reality is you don't own nothing. You can't sell that. You can't leverage that up to the point and sell it to somebody for $5 million, $100 million. You know what I'm saying? Even though they disguise all this residual income, which in some way it is, but at the end
being
of the day,
entrepreneur.
No, what I'm saying, at the end of the day, when you're not working on that, there's no more money coming. If you stop recruiting, if you stop doing all that, there's no money coming in no more. Even though they disguise it as you just get this passive income, you set it up for life. I just want people to understand it's cool to, like, this goes back to ownership being better, because there's no ownership in that, in my opinion. It's cool to do that as long as you're treating it as what it is. I just don't like when I see people treating it as, like, the end-all, be-all. Like, this is going to get me out of my situation. I'm going to become a millionaire. Some people, they do. A very, very small percentage, like 0.000001 type shit. But at the end of the day, you don't own it. That's not yours. You can't, like I said, you can't leverage that business and sell it off to somebody. That's a real business. That's real business. That's being a real business owner. When you can sell what you have, you can't do that with those companies. But I just want to. You can't pass that down to your kids, and they just like keep it. You know what I'm saying? It don't work that way. So I just want people to understand, because there's a lot of tricks out here now where they trick people to feel like they're entrepreneurs and business owners. They know people want to get out the problems they have in their environment. So a lot of it is just they picking on people that's not, I don't want to say they're not intelligent, but they're not all the way informed on things. They're very smart people, they just not informed all the way on those things. But to get back to the Steve Harvey and Monique situation, my point at the end of the day is, once you own whatever you're doing, you ain't gotta play none of those games. Cause you control the goddamn board. So I ain't got to be walking on eggshells trying to worry about offending this person, offending that person. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
I feel you.
So you got anything else you want to add to that?
Nope. Just don't forget, do not sacrifice your morals, principles, integrity to benefit anybody else's agenda.
Right. Yep. And this is another topic we had, which was dealing with like celebrities. And this was a done that we went on this week. And like, it just so happened that both of these topics, I feel, is something that's important into the culture that we need to address. And I just want to see what our mind state was on it. And that is the Gucci boycott. So as you guys all know, so Gucci came out with the blackface turtleneck or whatever, if you guys haven't seen the pictures. So excuse me. They came with a blackface turtleneck or whatever. So a lot of celebrities like T.I., they came out saying we boycotting Gucci for 3 months or whatever. So they got a video of Floyd Mayweather. He was outside and some reporters came to him and they was like, hey, so what do you think about the Gucci boycott? And once again, I'm about to let y'all hear what he said because I don't want to put no words in his mouth. So I'm about to let y'all hear it real quick.
You've been a long-time supporter. You still supporting after the whole controversy?
What controversy?
Yeah, I'm sure you heard. They had the blackface sweater, and you know a lot of prominent artists were dropping them. You know, the black.
Man, listen, I don't got nothing against nobody.
Really?
My thing is this: I support everybody. I like everybody. And my thing is this, I like to live life and do what I like to do. I'm not no follower, I do what the fuck I wanna do.
Right.
Because everybody say wear this or don't wear this, I'm wearing what the fuck I wanna wear. I'm about to go in the Gucci.
Were you disrespected at all by the whole blackface?
I'm about to go in the Gucci.
Now, I saw you drop that light 40 at that tournament the other day. At that game.
Oh yeah, but you see, we've been in there shopping today.
Look at that, oh man. Oh, yeah, you're not worried about the backlash at all. Look at all the Gucci bags.
Oh man, I'm living life, man. Right. I'm living life.
Because, you know, people like T.I., Soulja Boy, they're done with Gucci, and they said...
All I got to say is this. I don't follow. Right. I do what I want to do, when I want to, and how I want to. I love and like everybody.
Right, right.
You said they're going to be upset with me?
Right, they are.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. See, the thing is this. I live for myself.
Right.
I live for myself. I do what I want to do, when I want to, and how I want to. I'm not a follower. You know, when everybody else, they say, everybody going to boycott. I said, guess what? Well, this boy going to get on a yacht and live life.
Right, right, right. Maybe you don't feel that they were disrespectful making the balaclava, the blackface?
My thing is this. We all know racism still exists. But that's not going to stop my drive. I got friends from all walks of life. And to me, of course, black lives matter first. But my thing is this, I'm going to continue to go out there, live life, and be happy, and be positive.
Okay.
I wear what I...
That's pretty much it. So, just to get right into it, I know that was kind of a long clip. So, but just getting right back into it. So, what do you think about the whole situation, basically?
So, I'm going to start off with what Floyd said. I see where he's coming from.
Just say what you were saying.
It's like I agree with some of the points he made. Because I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, you can't force nobody to do anything. He has the right to shop there if he still wants to shop there. And from coming from a black standpoint with our community, is like, all right, we about to boycott Gucci because they did something that was very offensive. Cool, let's do it. But it's like, you gotta look at like our track record with stuff, like taking the NFL, for example. Like, all those people was boycotting, and then a year later, all these people at the Super Bowl acting like, you know, the day ain't just happened. So I see where Floyd is coming from, because it's like, people, a lot of people on social media, they just do stuff to follow the trend. Like, all right, we ain't shopping at Gucci no more. Follow the trend for a couple months, then, hey, everybody back rocking at Gucci after that. Like it ain't just happened. So I see where he's coming from and his standpoint. Now, granted, you know, I feel like you should stick with your people. You know, that was offensive. But at the end of the day, y'all should have been supporting small black businesses and pouring your money into that instead of promoting Gucci all these years anyway.
In my opinion, I think because everybody jumped on Floyd afterwards, which was understandable, because I think they both was right. We didn't bring this up. So after that video that y'all heard of Floyd, T.I., he came out with a song called Fuck Nigga. And it was pretty much a diss at Floyd Mayweather, where he was just saying, like, it's people struggling. Like, who did you help with all that money? You got all that money, but you're just a fuck nigga at the end of the day. Like, all that money don't mean nothing. It's like, it's so many people that you could help out here with how much you made and this and that. And all that he's saying, I understand. But, you know, I'm the type, I don't like to count no other man's pockets. What he do, even though I feel like there should be an obligation with your community, where you come from. You should always feel obligated to, if you lucky enough, because we all know our situation as being black here. So if you was lucky enough to make it out of your situation, I feel like you should feel obligated to reach back and help people. But my thing is, at the end of the day, we don't know who we helping. We don't know. He might be. Yep. He just might not be putting it out there to the public.
Not everybody is public with it.
Exactly. And you don't want to count no other man's pockets. But I understood both parties, and I understood Floyd. And then after the diss song, Floyd came out pretty much saying, like, pretty much, what's the purpose of a 3-month boycott anyway? And if y'all go boycott Gucci, boycott the corporation that owns Gucci, Kering, which they also own Puma, YSL, Balenciaga, and some other days. You saying if y'all gonna boycott, if y'all gonna boycott them, pretty much boycott the whole company, boycott everybody. And like, pretty much, y'all make these, saying like, these rappers, y'all make these rap songs degrade women, talking about selling dope, talking about a bunch of negative things, but y'all don't boycott these rappers, but y'all want to boycott Gucci for 3 months. So I definitely understand. Well, both
who started the 3-month thing?
Oh, I have no idea. But I think they say it 3 months because they just want to ding. It's like when you going on a diet. It's like, you can't just come out the gate and be like, oh, I'm about to go on a year diet. You know, you go slowly. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm gonna go for a week. Then I'm gonna get it. So they like, with the boycott, they like, we just ain't wanna, you know how our people, we kinda fickle anyway when it comes to shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we ain't gonna go hard. We just gonna do 3 months and we'll see what happens. So
do you think us not buying Gucci or supporting Gucci is gonna hurt them economically? Like, do you think that?
Yeah, if people, black people, of course. I think we can hurt anybody economically because we spend just as much money as motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, of course it would hurt them, but that's it. But the thing, you know, thing with us, we all don't get on one accord most of the time anyway, so it probably ain't really gonna affect them too bad. Just like anything else, after a month, it fades away, and then you're gonna see everybody back on their Soulja Boy Gucci headbands. Yeah. And
I mean, like, with that point you just made, it's understandable for Floyd to feel the way he feels, because it's like, these boycotts come up, like,
every
like
day
quick, like, every other day is something new, and then people forget about it, move on to the next one, and they back to doing what they said they wasn't gonna do.
Exactly. And that's very true. And I think what a lot of people didn't give Floyd credit for, because they, like I said, a lot of people was going at him hard, which was, in some of it was justified, because you don't want to seem like you're riding for the people that just disrespected your people. You know what I'm saying? So, but when he, like the one point when he said, man, what'd he say? He was like, He was like, he said, I'm not a follower. And then what did he say? I can't remember what he said after that. And we just damn watching.
Just saying he ain't a follower.
No, he said, obviously it's racism in the world, but pretty much saying like, I'm gonna keep doing me, that I'm not gonna let that affect me, which I respect that mindset a lot, because at the end of the day, you gotta understand it is racism as a world, especially being a black person. You gotta understand it is racism, but you can't soak in it and make and whine and make excuses for yourself. Yeah. You gotta be like, I like that he said that, and I really like that he said that, because like I said, you can't, like, it is what it is at the end of the day. Is you gonna let it down you, and you're gonna be sad all the fucking time, or you're just gonna boss up and still live your life, and live your life.
Yep.
You ain't gotta be no fuck nigga or nothing, but you just still live. And excuse my language, we'll be cursing a lot on this episode, but you can still, you know what I'm saying, do what you need to do. But at the end of the day, what this all goes back to, in my opinion, is the ownership thing. That's why I wanted to talk about this, because I really want to stress the point that ownership is key. I'm gonna keep saying ownership is better than money. And I was like, when this situation is, if we own and we supported our own brands, made it, like, you know what I'm saying, like if we had our own league, like the NFL with the Kaepernick thing, that situation won't happen. If we own our own, if we do own our own brands, but we don't support them as much as like Gucci and stuff, if we own and support our own brands, this Gucci situation won't happen. And it's so much, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, the solution to me is just ownership. With all these different problems that we have in different situations, it always come back to ownership. Whatever you own, ain't none of these problems, because you control it. You know what I'm saying? So,
and something I want to bring up, not to, you know, rub anybody the wrong way, but I feel like celebrities and social media influencers are not always the best people to look to for guidance on a lot of just political and economical issues. And I agree with what Floyd was saying, because he was saying, you know, like, rappers are the biggest, like, offenders with promoting, like, certain brands, like, certain, like, brands like Gucci and all that, and certain lifestyles. And a lot of those things they talk about in their songs and a lot of stuff they promote causes a lot of people to pretty much go broke trying to live like them. So I just want people to know, like, you know, those do not need to be your main, like, sources of information and guidance on how to live and what to do and how to spend your money. You know, don't be afraid to branch out and look for other people, because there's a lot of people out there who talk about wealth building and growth and all other different topics. So just don't let mainstream media be a main source of information.
Yep, that's a great point. You know, I mean, yeah. That's why so many people is like brainwashed and be ignorant to a lot of things, because they just look for their news and information through the mainstream. You gotta understand, mainstream media is controlled and paid for by companies that want you to believe what they want you to believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? You always got to do your due diligence and do your own research and information on topics. If you hear one thing, just don't take that one thing for what it is. Research until you find out what the actual truth is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes back to pretty much having that millionaire mindset, having the right mindset. Because at the end of the day, This all comes back to finances, for real. Everything came back to finances. You know, the Monique situation, at the end of the day, it's about money and respect and control. The Floyd situation, at the end of the day, with the boycott, it's about money and respect.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, most things, they almost always come back to finance, especially you in a capitalist society like America. They always gonna come back to finances. So when you realize that everything always come back to finances, you gotta always make sure what you're doing is gonna put you in a better financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? That's, you always gotta have that in the back of your mind. You always gotta know, you know, it don't matter if you black, white, Asian, whatever you is, you always gotta know, like, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. You gotta know how to maneuver through situations. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you black. You know what I'm saying? We already know how it is here. It's no. You can't have a debate that we got the worst than anybody else. But like I keep saying, you can't make no excuses. You gotta, you know what I'm saying, boss up and know how to maneuver through situations. You know what I'm saying? Affiliate yourself with like-minded people, and they could be white, anything. Cause you got, I got white friends. You got some white people you cool with. I got all kinds of racist friends, but.
Racist.
I'm like,
wait.
My bad. Let me clear that up. I got all kinds of friends of different races and ethnicities. I ain't got no racist friends. I don't fuck with races at all. But I'm saying I got all kind. But you know what I'm saying. But it's all about being able to network and connected with like-minded people. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, remember at the end of the day, it's about ownership and empowerment. And empowering your people as well when you get into situations. Don't be forgetting where you came from. Because I know that's how a lot of people feel about Floyd. They're like, dang, bro. Because he wouldn't even be in the situation he is without us being his fans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And a point I want to bring up is that, granted, like how you said, you know, whenever you make it to a certain point, you should always want to give back to your community and, you know, help some other people out. And I agree with that 100%. Morally, that is how you should feel. But I see a lot of people putting it out there like these people should be obligated to do X, Y, and Z with their money. And I don't agree with that because I just feel like, you know, if I did this and I took the steps to get myself to this point, you can't tell me what to do with my money. But morally, you should want to help out.
Then they should be obligated.
Huh?
Then they should be obligated.
No, I'm just saying from a moral standpoint, you should want to, but there's no obligation.
I feel like there shouldn't be an obligation. It should. But before we continue on, we got to go to break real quick. We ain't went to no break yet. So, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to a quick break, and we'll be right back in one set. All right, y'all, we back. So before we went to break, we was just Deanna C went, you know what I'm saying, about obligations. You don't feel like people's, I don't put no words in your mouth. What'd you say?
I was pretty much saying like it's morally correct to want to help out and give back to your community, but I don't feel like there should be any obligations what you do with the money you worked hard to earn.
I agree with you saying, just to put this out there, I would agree in 99% of instances. But at the end of the day, like I keep saying, you know what situation we in as people, as black people.
Yeah.
So it's like, we not in the regular situation as everybody else. If we was just completely on the equal playing field right now all the way, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But you know, it's
different circumstances.
It's different circumstances. So
if
you know that, I feel like there should be some kind of obligation.
How about this? I'm going to say, there should be some kind of obligation to give back, but don't tell me how to give back.
All right, okay, I agree with
that. Because I remember we listened to another podcast, and somebody called in and told, I believe it was one of Tariq's podcasts, but somebody called in, he was like, hey, well, why don't y'all take, you know, this money y'all got and come do this for the community and build some houses, start some business, do this stuff for us. And Tariq countered and was pretty much like, but why y'all as a community don't raise the money together and do that stuff? Like, why are you telling me what I should do to give back? So that's one thing I don't like when people try and tell you what to do, how you should give back, how you should, you know, do your part in helping the community. So, I mean, while we're on the subject of no handouts, I feel like that's a really big thing we all need to work on as well. Because we get into this kind of lazy mentality where it's like, all right, the ones who made it should pretty much like take care of us and make sure, you know, we good. But it's like, you know, just because they made it, you have all the ability to make it too. There's nothing preventing you from, you know, finding your own way and making it to the top. And like we always say, having wealth, being wealthy is a choice. At the end of the day, you can't control the circumstances you born into. But you can control the circumstances in which you live later on in life is my whole thing. So at the end of the day, like, you know, you can't just be saying, oh, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. And, you know, waiting on people to pretty much give you a handout and help you along the way when it's like, hey, like, you gotta you know, able body like I do. You know, you got a brain just like I do. You can get out there and get it just like I did.
Thanks.
What's your thoughts on that?
I agree. I ain't got nothing to add to it for real. I agree with completely what you said.
Yeah, I mean, I just see it so much where it's just like, you know, they always... And another thing is like, I see it happen in a lot of households or families. It's always that one that made it. And, you know, or that not necessarily made it, but they're on their way to making it. Or, you know, having being the one in the family with the most money. And often, a lot of times, everybody else in the family want a handout. They want that one person to take care of the whole group when that's like it should be impossible, because what you don't realize is you preventing that one person from reaching their full potential because they can't help.
But they don't understand it. They see it as you the one that got money. They see it as, okay, you got money, we don't, it should be no problem for you to give back to us. But if you the person in your family that got money, when you the one person that got money, you gotta understand that's just gonna come with the territory. It's like, you know, some people, like me personally, I'm blessed to be in a situation where I got my own bread, and my brothers and parents, they do well for themselves, so none of my family members ever hit me up and asked me for money, which is a blessing. But most situations with people that come up, it's not like that. You gotta understand, if you're the one in your family that's doing better than everybody else in your family. So you gotta understand, like, man, I can't run my well dry trying to pick everybody else up. Especially if you know the best thing you could do in that situation is put them in situations, not give them money. So every time they call you, they say, "Let me get $100, let me get $200. You can't do that. The best thing you can do is put them into a situation. You can say, "Hey, look, man, I'ma do this for you. I might give you something that you could sell, and you take this cut and you give me the rest," type shit. And I ain't talking not no illegal shit or nothing like that, but I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like if you got your own t-shirt brand, if you got your own company, make them do something that's in benefit to what you got going on, but break them off too. So just to let them know, whatever you give them is going to be earned. It's not going to be just no, you're not going to hit me. You're not just going to hit me up whenever and say, "Hey, let me get $500 because my bill's about to blah, blah, blah. They about to repo this." And then you just give it to them, because that's going to run your well dry. So you got to make them...
Like that saying, say, your bad planning shouldn't be my...
Emergencies. Yeah. But you, like, for people that's listening, that's like the one in their family that's getting some money, got some money, don't feel guilty don't feel bad by you saying no. Because you got to the place you at by hard work and doing what you needed to do. And just because, even though that's your family members, just because they didn't do that, don't feel guilty about it. Even in some instances, they might try to make you feel guilty by saying, "Dang, you don't care about your family," or something like that. Mm-hmm. And don't fall for the tricks, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to give people stuff every now and then, but don't let them continuously use you and feel like you have to give them what you earn. But like I said, it's gonna come with the territory. Then you just gotta understand it for what it is and make them earn it. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, I know,
especially their able bodies. Exactly. If they disabled, all right, that's another thing. But if they got able bodies, they grown, there ain't nothing wrong with them. Hey man, don't let them run your pockets dry, make you feel bad when you don't want to give them nothing.
It's like, I know nobody want to see their people struggling or doing bad, but it's, you know, it's a process, it's a journey, and it's, you know, a lot of stuff don't happen overnight for the average person. So it's like, you really got to stack your money and bill and constantly giving it out to people you know ain't going to give it back to you at that.
Right, you know the family members ain't going to get it back. You ain't getting it back. You
get to the level you want to get to.
Because they look at it as, "Oh, you my so-and-so. Right, I ain't got to pay you back."
Right, you get it right back.
Right, you good. You making money. You don't need my little $200 you gave me. When it's like, it's not the point of the two. It's the principle that I gave you this. And you pretty much knew you was going to use me. And you know what I'm saying? But I just want to say that real quick to people. Don't go broke because for over members of your family that's doing not as good as you. It's okay to help them, but don't end up back in day shoes, day situation, because you spending all your shit on them. That's all I'm trying to say.
And just a tip for when you do give money out, what I was always told is don't give money out with the intentions of getting it back.
Yeah,
because they ain't gonna do nothing but drive you crazy trying to chase that money back and cause bad feelings towards the person. So if you do give money out, like, you know, whenever I do it, is I'm giving it to you. I'm not even looking for it back.
All right, if you give it back to me, dang, okay, cool.
Save you some stress.
Right, but if you don't, I ain't tripping. Yes, you always got to put that in the back of your mind, because whenever you give with expectations, that's how you get ready for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I want to touch on. But this is the last thing I want to touch on real quick, and this is real important, and this is kind of not having nothing to do with what we just said, but this is, as y'all know, this show is all about, we talk about real issues and stuff, but at the same time we want to give people tips and things to look out for, things to avoid when you get in situations. So the thing is, you know, we at an age, and I'm pretty sure majority of our listeners, we all at an age where, you know, our income is growing up. It's like, it's going up. You know, a lot of us, we doing better for ourselves. We like, you know what I'm saying? So we getting raises, we getting promotions. We might have a business, our business making more money now, and situations like that. And what I want to say is, the thing is, just to always remember and keep in the back of your mind, and just remember that don't let that lifestyle creep, or aka that lifestyle inflation. And for those of you who don't know what lifestyle creep is, that's when you start making more money, and then you start getting new shit because your money went up. So let's say you making $2,000 more a month. Now you're like, man, I'm about to go get me a range. I'm about to move to a new condo. I'm about to get me a new laptop. So now that extra money that you made, it's pretty much you losing it to all these new things you got. It's called life. So you pretty much, your life ain't elevating with that raise. It's pretty much staying the exact same. In some cases, getting worse because you spending more money now. So that's called lifestyle creep, for those who don't know. And my point is, for the people that's doing good or getting ready to step, or even if you haven't yet, just always remember, don't let that lifestyle creep in. Just because you're making more money doesn't mean you have to spend more money. Mm-hmm. Just because you're getting an extra couple thousand, a couple hundred, you don't have to go get a new BMW. You don't have to go get a new TV. You don't have to go get a new apartment. You don't have to get new appliances. If you need it, that's cool. But it's so easy. I want to say this because it's so easy to fall into the trick. Like, just to give you an example, this is, and I can speak on this because this is something that we personally just went so recently. Like, you know, our income, we this year we making like an extra 20 uh-huh. no extra what ah
wait you talking about
this is a year, just I got it, bro. Like, so this year we making like an extra, I don't say like what, like, even y'all just told you to chill. I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to say no off number. This year we making like an extra 30,000, 30 to 40,000 compared to last year. Yeah, why are you looking confused?
I was just trying to do the math.
Yeah, compared to, we making, I'm talking about an extra like 30, 40,000 more. It might be 50. Something like that. Yeah. It's more, but my point is, like, when we seen that, you know, we seen our income statements and we tell her what we making all, it was like, remember I said to y'all, I was like, man, let's go get a range. And I was like, yeah, let's go get a condo. And yeah, you ain't know I was joking. You was just looking like, and I'm like, nah, I'm playing. But the point,
I took that to heart.
Nah, you took it to heart. You like, what?
I had my heart set on it. Yeah, I was about to make it work.
Yeah. But which is, Like, and we could have did it, but without it being a problem. But at the end of the day, it's like, you got to remember. In the back, that's just because I'm making this extra money now. I ain't got to go get a range. I got a new condo. Like, what you going? I'm going to keep doing that every time I make more money. So when I start making more, I'm going to up it more. So then that extra money I'm getting, I can use it effectively to even bring in more money. That's the smartest thing to do. If you start say you make an extra $5,000 a year. Don't buy no extra shit. Save that $5,000. Live how you been living so you can keep all that $5,000. And then you can put that money into the other things. And then you can make that $5,000 $10,000 and just keep flipping it like that instead of buying something. And then, you get what I'm saying?
Something with no return.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give that example real quick, because we could have slipped up into that lifestyle creep bad habit and just start buying more stuff. And then we know at the back of my, we financially literate, where it's like, when we got goals we trying to reach, it's like, all right, that don't make sense to do that. And it, like, we don't need that extra. What do we need that for anyway? So just keep doing what we doing, keep building. I want to stress that to, because I know there's a lot of people at this age we at right now, people running into that. I was like, dang, I'm making this now? Because a lot of us at an age where we finally starting to make, like, real money. Yeah. Like, not no chump change no more. We making, like, damn, I'm really making money now. And a lot of us ain't never really had money before. So now it's like, oh, I'm about to go. I always wanted all the Gucci shoes. I always wanted the Benz. I always I always wanted a Gucci bag, Louis bag. I always wanted the goddamn, this wild shit. You know, we all been there. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling people, don't fall for the traps. Because you're going to regret it at the end of the day. Like, man, why I do this? I could have had way more much money if I just chilled. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. If you do all that, you're going to come to that moment, you're like, man, I could have had way more money. So don't fall into that trap. Do not do it. Please. Please don't do it. Yeah. And just...
Y'all see, Zay said, we increased our income, and this man is still trying to find a way to decrease our expenses. In my opinion, as low as they can get. But evaluate your expenses too. See what you can cut out. See what you really don't need, what's not really necessary. If you can get a cheaper plan. Watch out for all those, like, subscriptions and stuff too. Those get you, those add up. But yeah, always keep your debt to income ratio balanced. The more you make, try and keep your expenses, what is it, keep it under 20%?
Your expenses?
Yeah. 50%?
Yeah, so they say the ideal amount you want your expenses to be is 50% of your income. They say you could build wealth of just having your expenses 50%. So if you make $4,000 a month, as long as your expenses don't exceed $2,000, you can pretty much build wealth. But my thing is, I want to build wealth, not a quick scheme shit. I want to build wealth exponentially faster. So my thing is, our expenses is 25% of our income. So basically, for every $100, we save or invest 75 of it. What most people don't even do, like, for every $100, they, like, save and invest, like, $2 type shit. Zero. So it's like, so my thing, that's what our thing is. So you do it that way, you build wealth and way faster. So last year, our bills and expenses was 34% of our income. And this year, our income went up and our expenses went down. Most people, their income go up and their expenses go up too. And like I said, my goal is to get our expenses to 20%. So I'm 5%. I'm 5% off. Look, you shaking your head.
Keep getting out of control, y'all.
I'm really trying to, my thing is, every penny, every dollar I earn, every dollar I get, I want to save. Like, I want to save or invest it. Like, that's my goal. And it's hard to do that in California, because for those who know, or those who don't know, California is expensive as hell. So it's hard to do that. But at the same time, we doing a really good job at it. And you already know, I'm just trying. I ain't gonna put all of it out there, but that's all I want to say real quick. And I want to put that information out there for people. Just remember, if you're making more, you don't gotta spend more. You don't. You could keep doing what you're doing and stacking up even more.
Yeah, ownership is the key.
Ownership is better than money. Don't matter. I don't care who tell you otherwise, or they people try to bribe you with cash or whatever. Ownership always go for equity, bro. Ownership is better than money, bro.
And fast money ain't good money all the time.
Where did that come from? What are you talking about?
You kind of said it earlier, but I'm just reiterating.
Yeah, but you got anything else you want to add in? Because we kind of...
No, sir.
Is it?
That's it.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to another episode. I know, like we said, we've been out for a little while, but we back, and we probably gonna drop another episode later on this week since we've been going so long. We probably gonna double up and give y'all two episodes in 1 week. So be looking out for that soon. I ain't making no promises. I said we probably will. So if I don't be like, man, you said y'all was gonna drop another one.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The thing's been a little slow. I'm studying for my real estate exam. So, I just, I need to focus all my energy on that.
Exactly.
Got his own personal things. But we ain't forgot about y'all. We still here. And we still giving out the information when we can.
Yep. And like y'all already know, if y'all want to hit us up, whatever y'all want to talk about, anything, y'all can hit us up. Y'all know my Instagram, Xavier C. Miller. My Twitter is the same. My Facebook, Xavier Miller. My Snapchat, Xavier Miller 312. And let them know your social medias.
All my social medias are Deanna Kent. Twitter is Deanna S. Kent. And if you haven't subscribed to the Millionaire Mindset daily text subscription, you can go ahead and do so. Go ahead and text @MMindsets. That's the @ with a capital M and then Mindsets to 81010. And you can begin receiving our daily inspirational text messages.
Yep, and don't forget to put the @ in that.
And, it won't work without it.
It won't work without it. So you get and let everybody know, let your friends and family know they can subscribe. It's free. It ain't no like we not making no money from that. We just doing that just to give out info and things that we learn while we learning. And like
just
I said,
some tips to stay motivated throughout the day.
Yep, to stay motivated throughout the day. That's the best way you can say it. And that's pretty much all we have for this episode. I appreciate all y'all for listening. Appreciate the support. We can't say that enough. So pretty much that's it. Thank you guys. See you guys next episode. Peace.
See y'all.